You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you want to hear about the Amon-Ra slander, Odyssey.com rewind. But we have something for you. And no show had these quotes. I mean, I'm not rooting against the people I work with, but I kind of am. Because it's fun when no one has talked about what you're talking about. It's tremendous. So these quotes are from Max Crosby. Now bear with me before you start turning the channel or rubbing your Let Brad Cook tattoo. Okay? Just calm down. I'm going to read these to you. Pro Football Talk. Defensive end Max Crosby, who in the past has said he didn't want to be traded, and Mark Davis has said won't be traded, addressed the rebuild dynamic with reporters in the locker room. Quote, "I'm not here to rebuild. I'm here to win. So, you know, I don't know, whatever that means. But yeah, I'm here to win now. And wherever I'm going to be here to win. So that's what matters to me." Now, Pro Football Talk also, because this is on video, you can watch this. Watch the quotes in the attached video, and at one point he flashes a wry, knowing smile. It's gone almost as quickly as it arrives, but it's unmistakable. He was thinking something that he didn't say. He then said something interesting. "Wherever I'm going to be here to win." The hell does that mean? Well, here's the deal. I will never get mad at you for trying. But people, let's put our cards on the table. You need to make the Raiders say no. Before you call up about the money, cap ain't real. Adjust the deal, figure it out. I don't know, use some whiteout and do whatever. It doesn't matter. The cap ain't real. You'll figure it out. You have Ivy League educated people who do it. So just save that phone call, okay? Here's the offer. Who says no? You or the Raiders? Not one, not two, three first-round picks. One first-round pick for each year you are sipping from the Super Bowl chalice. You will get Max this year to get your season on track. And then the next two seasons, you will have Max Crosby opposite Aiden Hutchinson. To quote the movie Taken, good luck. I want to know who says no. Because it's easy for old bowl cut to say, "Well, we're not going to trade him." Three first round picks. Max Crosby's telling you I ain't here to rebuild. You just traded Devontae Adams. You're drafting a rookie quarterback. Max, I hate to break it to you. You're rebuilding. Three first round picks. Don't alter the deal. Don't call up and say I'll do two, but no. It's supposed to hurt. But here's the point. To Rico, to Kenny, to David, and to all of you in Metro Detroit on this beautiful foliage afternoon. Give me one reason not to do that deal. One. The next three seasons, you will possess two of the top five edge rushers in the game. Your Super Bowl window is this year, the year after, and maybe one more after that. That's it. Whatever happens in 2027... DGAF. Mm-hmm. Give me one reason not to make that deal. And who says no? You or the Raiders? 248-539-9797. That's not
hot take radio. It's not. If we all believe you're picking between 25 and 32 now, next year, and the year after, what do I care?
Glorify a second. You're right.
So, go to the Raiders and make old bowl cut. Say no. What?
Because I'm thinking about Mark Davis's haircut.
Yes.
It's a bowl cut.
No. You know who will fight me on it. It won't be the Raiders. No. It'll be this fan base. Mm-hmm.
That's too many picks is what they'll say.
Why?
Oh, I'm not speaking for them.
I know.
I honestly don't care.
Pretend to be them.
Okay. I'm lying. Because that's not what we're about. We're building. We need to let
F you.
We need Brad Holmes to have as many picks. Look at how great his drafts are going. Mm-hmm. He's hitting on all his first round selections, and these are cornerstone pieces to this team. So therefore, not only can we win now and in the next 3 years, how about we win for the next 10 years?
Because that's not how it works. And you know it. And people, you know it deep down.
And for the record, I was speaking as Lion fan. I don't believe anything that I just said. I just want that caveat out there.
David, I need you to isolate that. We're going to need that for tomorrow's show. So listen, Max Crosby just said, don't worry about it. It's not slanderous. Tell me. He just said, I'm not here to rebuild. I'm here to win. And you know, I don't know. But whatever that means, but when I'm here to win now and wherever I'm going to be, I'm going to be here to win. With a weird smile, like he wanted to say something else, but he didn't. So call up the Raiders and make the offer. Give me one reason not to. And do not say the salary cap. We have a rule on this show. The cap ain't real. You will figure it out. Mm-hmm. He's on an affordable deal. He is signed for 3 years. Yes, he was born in Lapeer, but he grew up in Texas. The point is, he played ball at Eastern. He's familiar with the area. And you're going to win if you come here. Him and Aiden Hutchinson? Are you kidding me? You will cause defensive coordinators to hide under the covers. You will have the best offensive line in football and the best defensive line in football. Super Bowl.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You win one Super Bowl. Nothing that happens afterwards matters. Nothing. We can all die happy. Three first-round picks. Who says no? Because I don't think it's the Raiders. How would you say no?
You can't. You can't. I mean, because for the Raiders, it's enough for them to really consider. Because it'll go from, how many first-round picks? Huh. Now you start thinking, we're going to get a new quarterback. We could add a lot of new pieces.
Think about this. You're going to be drafting a quarterback this year. That means Max has burned his year 27 season. Next year with a rookie quarterback, your season is burnt. The last year of Max's deal would be the first year, realistically, if everything went right, that the Raiders would be able to present Max Crosby with a winning culture. Three first-round picks. And I get a three-year window all in. Mm-hmm. And it's win with the tip of the sword. Go ahead, guys. Make sure your reasoning's sound. Give me one. And before you call up and you say, well, I'll do it for one or two. No. It's supposed to hurt. Because the idea of this is I'm presenting an offer that you know has a better than 50% shot of the Raiders saying yes. Do not roll up to the doorstep offering nonsense. They will hang up the phone on you. Mm-hmm. And you got to outbid other teams that are calling them. Three first round picks. Who says no? And do you buy Crosby's comment?
I think Crosby could be convinced to leave. Because right now, this is a man that's torn. Because the first comments that I've heard from him was like, nah, I want to be here. I want to be here when the Raiders turn this thing around. What do you mean Devontae's gone? Hey, Devontae, right? Wait, he's not here?
Think about it. Last two years, they have let go of three of their top five players. Derek Carr, Devontae Adams, Josh Jacobs. All gone. Why stay? Mm-hmm. Well, because Christian Wilkins showed up to town?
No. And here's the other thing. Here's why you would do this if you are the Lions. Worst case scenario, Aiden doesn't come back and he's not the same Aiden anymore. Now he's just he's the complimentary player to Max Crosby. That Max becomes the new guy. Okay? I know we all wish success and Aiden comes back and he's playing the same high level that he did. But this gives you insurance. And if you're the Lions, I would gladly sacrifice three first rounders knowing I have one of the best defensive ends in the NFL. Because you don't know if you'll get that in the draft. But I know what I have right now.
248-539-9797. Let's see where David is at. Go ahead, Deflator. Who says no, David?
I'm not a deflator on this at all.
Three first-round picks.
Do this deal yesterday. Because of what you all just said, you would have the best defensive line in the NFL by far. You locked up Alim. You would have Max Crosby locked up, and you would have Hutch coming
And you'd
back.
Have DJ Reader next year.
Correct.
So at least for now and next year. You don't get to guarantee 2 years from now, but at least if you have those two edges and Alim.
Correct.
I mean, you could start Kenny's mom.
And
it doesn't matter who the fourth lineman is.
But that's why I do it, because, of course, there's no guarantee you win it this year because you don't get Hutch back. I get all that. But you give yourself a chance by getting him this
year. You got a way better shot with Crosby than you do whatever gym class hero they bring in here.
But
right?
What happens next year and the year after that is you are, I think by far, the favorite to win the Super Bowl.
And may I add another layer to the onion? Is this not the best division in football?
Yes.
With the best quarterback play?
Yes.
You want a Caleb-proof yourself? You want a Jordan Love-proof yourself? I can't bring myself to say Darnold, but I'll work with it.
Say it.
If you want to make sure this is your division, this is the way.
I like it.
So, Max's comments, and here's the deal. But, I don't care what old Bowl Cut said.
No, I think it's here. It's going to hurt. Because three first-round selections, because you have to break the mindset, because it's unfortunate, but it's still there. For Detroit fans, that first-round selection was the Super Bowl. That was the thing that we all got excited about, because you didn't ever experience good like this before. But this is what good teams do. You do sacrifice the future for the right now. And you're in your window. And all your players are locked up. So you don't have to worry about anybody. Hutch is the only one you really have to worry about paying right now. Him and Gibbs. I would do the move.
You got to be, when you're chasing a Super Bowl, you got to be like Kenny at the bar.
Chasing a nut.
No.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.